And good evening, everyone. I'm Erin Burnett. Out front tonight, we begin with the breaking news. A congressman busted for cocaine. Florida Congressman Trey Radill arrested for, quote, unlawfully, knowingly, and intentionally possessing cocaine. The freshman will appear in court tomorrow. He faces misdemeanor charges and up to 180 days in prison. Dana Bash is out front with the latest. And Dana, what more can you tell us about this?
Well, Erin, the congressman himself released a statement this evening apologizing for letting his constituents and his family down, and he also announced that he's an alcoholic. I want to read part of his statement. He said, "I struggle with the disease of alcoholism, and this led to an extremely irresponsible choice. As the father of a young son and a husband to a loving wife, I need to get help so I can be a better man for both of them." Now, he also said it's a blessing in disguise because this is forcing him to get treatment. I should note that he hasn't voted at all this week, not since Friday, and one of his colleagues, a fellow freshman, told our congressional producer Deirdre Walsh earlier this evening that he's been trying to call Radill to offer him support, but can't reach him.
I understand he's a colorful character.
Oh, he certainly is. Look, he is, as you said, he's a House freshman. He is not somebody who people know, but he is sort of one of those in the newer mold of members of Congress because he is 37. He is somebody who's trying to kind of be different than the elder statesman. And he has been pushing the envelope for Republicans as well. In fact, he didn't do an interview. He wrote an online piece where he said he's a hip-hop conservative. And the way he described it is that he said, there you see it, Congressman Trey Radill, why I'm a hip-hop conservative. And he even said that Public Enemy has some conservative messages. He said fight the power is something that he sees as a quite conservative message. Okay. We'll can read that to get a sense of that. But the other thing is that he may not be well known, but he really gravitated towards those of us who covered him, especially those of us who work in TV news, because he used to be a TV reporter before he went and ran for Congress.